tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Four minutes, 17 seconds to go in this game. John Audius with you, courtside at the Kohl Center in Madison as the Badgers trail the Gophers 57-43. Minnesota has never trailed in this game. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
57-43, Minnesota leads Wisconsin, but the Badgers have outscored the Gophers 13-8 in the fourth quarter. But still, a very large lead for the Gophers right now. It's at 14 points. Only Wisconsin Badger in double figures today has been Sarah Williams. She has just completed her fifth straight double-double. 14 points, 10 rebounds. It is her 10th double-double this season, her 32nd of her career. After that, in the scoring column for the Badgers, after the 14 from Williams, it's 8 points from Porter and 8 points from Douglas. So we'll see what Wisconsin can do down the stretch of this one, down 14. Minnesota with the basketball in the lead. It's Battle, left corner, defended by the freshman Spasovsky. Short corner jumper is missed, but an offensive rebound by Hart brings it back out to Battle, and a quick timeout by Minnesota. So a quick timeout there taken by Don Plitzer-White, and it'll be Gophers ball with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Guess that shot did not touch the rim from Battle. Hart got it right back out to Battle, but Coach Plitzer-White was like, you know what, let's talk about this thing. Calls a quick timeout. Well, Wisconsin coming off a loss on Saturday to Indiana. That was their first Big Ten loss of the season. Badgers had their first conference win of the year back on December 8th against Rutgers. And coming into today, they've won 5 of their last 6. Obviously, that loss last time out. But after today, the Badgers will start next month on the road for 2, on a road trip to face new Big Ten teams, Oregon and Washington. McKinney misses a 3 after the inbounds pass, and now a foul called against the Gophers. So it'll be Wisconsin ball. .358 to go in this one. Here's Porter. Her team down by 14. Porter. Outside left, long 2. Hoisted up, and it's in. Started backing down McKinney on the left arc and then decides to pull the trigger on a long jumper. Okay, down to 12, 3:36 to go. Here's Battle, defended by Leitzinger. Battle at the right elbow. Goes to the corner where it is grabbed by Heyer. Brings it back out, finds Battle. Shot clock's at 10, Battle long 2. That one's no good, who has it? Down low, it's Minnesota. Ripped away, I believe that was Grahalski. Now Hart catches, mid-post right, banging into Williams. Soft hook is missed. Hart again, tries it again, short again, and a foul.
That's foul number 25, Sarah Williams. That's her fourth personal foul, 15th foul. At the line for Minnesota, Sophie Hart.
So Hart steps to the free throw line for Minnesota. 57-45, and these are big free throws for the 6'5" senior. 52% free throw shooter this season from the line. And that one rims out. All right. Hart is 1 of 4 at the free throw line today. Another big one. And that one's no good. Ball tipped into the hands of McCray. Wisconsin has it, down 12. Spasovsky hands off Porter, left side. 3 minutes to play. Porter, left baseline drive up. No, and a foul. Blocked, but a foul, and Porter steps to the free throw line. Stops the clock with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to go.
Second personal foul, second team foul. At the
So here is Porter at the free throw line for the UW. Big free throws, can get it to 10. First one is gonna hang on the front rim and fall off, no good. First free throw miss of the day for Porter. A note, Williams out there playing with four fouls. Next one, missed them both. Two big misses at the free throw line for Wisconsin. McKinney races into the front court. Brings it back out as she penetrated, now has it high right side. Williams giving her all sorts of space. The freshman McKinney, left hand drive on McCray, kicking out Grahalski. Shot clock's at 10, 2:39 to go in the game. 12-point Minnesota lead, Grahalski with it. Defended by the freshman Spasovsky, around a screen by Hart, running to the rim, missed it with the left hand. Rebound corralled by Williams, 2:25 to go. Do the Badgers have enough for one more push? Gotta make their move now. Porter to Spasovsky, right corner. The freshman bounces it back to Porter. 2:15 to play. McCray sets the screen. Porter has it, right arc. Porter now changes direction to the free throw line. Leaves it off for Leitzinger. Shot clock to 7. Leitzinger trying to get down low. Forces up a shot. It got deflected. It's picked up by Minnesota. Up ahead, Grahalski's all alone. Layup in. Minute 50 to go. 59-45. That might have did it right there. Porter, a drive, a kick to Spasovsky in the right corner. Off to McCray. Now Williams inside. Left shoulder turn, right hand. No, but a foul. So it'll be Sarah Williams stepping to the free throw line, stopping the clock with a minute 42. Two big free throws missed by Porter would have got it to 10. And then the Badgers had nothing on offense, where Leitzinger just kind of chucked up a shot in the lane and it got deflected and was short. Porter comes out now. Jimenez comes in. And now Williams at the line with Minnesota holding a 59-45 lead. Free throws in. Next one from Williams is up, and that one rattles in. A minute 42 to go, 12-point Minnesota lead, 59-47. Time not on the side of the Badgers now. Battle crosses midcourt, dribbles behind her back. Leitzinger tight on her defensively. 90 seconds to play. Wisconsin not going to foul. Battle swipes away the hand of Leitzinger, then tries a drive, brings it back out. Williams on her now. Throw it around to the left side. McKinney for three, no. Rebound tracked down by McCray. A minute 12 to go, but the Badgers trail by 12. Leitzinger launches for three. Too strong, rebound Minnesota. Approaching 1 minute to go. Front court, it's higher. Off to Grahalski, high on the right side. Minnesota's gonna go from start to finish without losing the lead here today. 59-47 Gophers right now. Higher for three. Short, into the hands of Jimenez, and a foul. Foul against Minnesota, and that's McKinney. It'll be Wisconsin basketball, fourth team foul against the Gophers, but this one's gonna... Got a tick down, 42 seconds to go, and it'll be the Gophers coming out on top. Up by 12. Let's see what happens. Porter. Front court. Screen. Porter goes to Williams. Ball fake. Falls to the floor. Gets it back out to Porter. Launching for three. It's in. With 26 seconds. It's a 9-point game. Battle in the backcourt. Up ahead to McKinney. Crossing the timeline. 20 seconds. McKinney has it high right side. And Wisconsin's gonna back off. Grahalski's gonna hold, and the clock is gonna tick away here. And Minnesota's gonna snap a four-game losing streak to Wisconsin. Gophers come into Madison and beat the Badgers by 9. Final score from the Kohl Center, Minnesota 59, Wisconsin 50. And with that loss, the Badgers fall to 10-4 this season. They are now 1-2 in Big Ten play. Minnesota, 14-1 this season. They are now 2-1 in the Big Ten. back-to-back losses in conference play for Wisconsin. Once again, the final score, Minnesota 59, Wisconsin 50. Big fourth quarter, not enough here for the Badgers today. They outscored Minnesota 20-10 in the fourth quarter. That first quarter really did them in. We'll talk about how it went down here today. We'll hear from assistant coach Jamie Gleasing as well, and we'll listen to some highlights, get to some scores from around the Big Ten too. Post-game show starts in 2 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Postgame show underway, 59-50 Minnesota beats Wisconsin this afternoon, joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Jamie Gleasing. Tough one for your team, challenging game today. Marissa Mosley just addressing the fans. I think she used the word challenging, but, you know, right off the start, that was, you had a hole you had to overcome, first 10 points of the game by Minnesota. How did you see it play out?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we kind of just dug ourselves a hole there in the first quarter, and it really started in transition. And, you know, it was a little bit disappointing just because we tried to learn from that from last game because that really hurt us against Indiana. And so we focused a lot on transition defense, and then just kind of right off the bat, you know, they hit back-to-back threes because we gave it up in transition. So that was a little disappointing to see, and obviously set the tone for them so they're feeling confident, and we got ourselves, like you said, in a 10-0 rut.
So, you know, you take that first quarter away, and the game is much more even after that. In fact, you outscore Minnesota in the second and the fourth quarters. How'd you kind of see it after that first quarter?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great defensive team, and it took us a while to settle in, even though I thought we had a pretty good idea of how they were going to be guarding us. But they just really clogged it up for us, and as a lot of people know that follow us, our post players are our bread and butter, and they were doing a good job of taking that away, and we just need to continue to work on our offense when people defend us like this, but also have the other people around them be more confident, because we have great shooters and capable scorers that I think just, you know, didn't have the confidence in the beginning of this game at least.
Yeah, so when it gets clogged up and they know to focus down low, you're saying that just the rest of the team just has to step up in those situations, I guess, right?
Exactly. And we saw this a little bit last year when people would quadruple team Sarah in the paint, and we're like, hey, we need more shooters. And we have that, you know, with Tess Myers and Nat out there. And Ronnie is very capable as well. So it's really just having them have the confidence to hit down those shots. And then it's going to open up the floor for our post players to do their work in there. But there's other ways that we can attack that as well. And we'll just continue to do that. It's just something that's a little bit new.
You know, one thing that, you know, in that second quarter after, you know, the big deficit in the first, you outscored Minnesota in the second, and Spasovsky comes out there and scores 5 of the 15 points. I thought that was kind of a bright spot for her, and maybe talking about confidence, something that could give her a little bit more confidence.
100%. And we talk all the time about bench players needing to come in and make a difference, whether that's defensively, offensively, whatever it is, come in and give us something positive. And she was relentless out there. And, yeah, she took, you know, not all the shots were great, but she was aggressive, and that's what we needed. Yeah. So it was really good to see that. And that's why she saw the floor for 16, almost 17 minutes, because she at least was out there like, hey, like, let me try to get something going. And just being aggressive offensively.
Oh, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Jamie Gleason. Minnesota 59, Wisconsin 50 here this afternoon at the Kohl Center. Badgers end 2024 with a 9-point loss. Let's take a break, come back, and look at how we got to where we did here today, and a look at the team numbers, too, after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday.
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Future with him already. To throw the first football to him, give him ice cream for the first time. My life is now devoted to his life.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Post-game show continues from the Kohl Center. It is a Gophers win, 59-50 over Wisconsin. Let's check the Big Ten scoreboard before we proceed. One of three games today here at the Kohl. The other games have gone final as well. Washington, an 84-75 winner over Illinois. And Oregon by 20 over Northwestern, 85-65. So for Oregon, they improved to 10-4 overall this season. Let me get their Big Ten record here. Give me a second. That's the Badgers' next opponent, Oregon, on Saturday. And let's see where the Ducks are. 1-2. That's their first Big Ten win. So we'll see what Wisconsin has in store coming up on Saturday. That's a 2:30 tip-off, Badgers and the Oregon Ducks. All right, let's take a look individually. From this game here today, once again, 59-50 Minnesota. Gophers had three players in double figures. Balanced scoring load for Minnesota. Maya Battle, 13 points, led the way with 6 rebounds. 12 points and 5 rebounds for Grucholski. She made 2 3-pointers. Then it was 11 points for Sophie Hart, who also secured 8 rebounds for the Golden Gophers. 9 points from Heyer. She was 2 of 6 from the floor. Both shots made were 3-pointers. She also picked up 8 rebounds, 7 points, 6 assists for Tori McKinney in 32 minutes of action, 7 points off the bench for Annika Stewart in about 9 minutes. She was 2 of 5 from the floor. For the Badgers, two players in double figures, led by Sarah Williams, her 5th straight double-double and her 10th of the season. 16 points and 11 rebounds for Williams. She also came away with 3 blocks. Those 3 blocks then tied Cassie Rochelle for second place on the career blocks list at Wisconsin. So one more block, and then she'll have second place all to herself. And then she's got some work to do after that. Let me check those numbers. After that, trying to chase down Michelle Lohman's total of 253, but we'll see. I think she'll get there. 13 points from Ronnie Porter today. Porter back in double figures for Wisconsin. It's her first game in double figures since November 30th against VCU. 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals for Porter. Those are the two players in double figures. Then it was 8 points from Hallie Douglas on 3 of 5 shooting with 2 assists and 3 rebounds. 6 points from Tess Meyer. She drilled a couple of threes. That's her second straight game with 6 points and 2 made 3-point shots. 5 points from Spasovsky, all coming in quarter number 2. Natalie Leitzinger goes for 2 points on 1 of 5 shooting. And Carter McRae, 0 for 3, 0 points and 3 rebounds. And for McRae, she had come into today with 6 straight games scoring in double figures. So kind of surprising. She didn't even get on the board at all, but no points, unfortunately, for McRae. She played just about 17 minutes out there today. So Badgers fall 59-50 to Minnesota. We'll take a break, come back, and listen to the highlights of this one next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
.59-50 Minnesota upends Wisconsin here in Madison today. Badgers now 1-2 in Big Ten play, and Wisconsin falls to 10-4 this season. Gophers improve to 2-1 in Big Ten play and 14-1 overall. Unfortunately, a second straight loss now for Wisconsin. Back-to-back Big Ten losses on the road in Indiana and today at home against Minnesota. But there were some bright moments for the Badgers, so let's take a listen to some of the sounds and highlights from today's game. Leitzinger goes to Spasovsky. She'll try at three on the left side. And it's nothing but net for Spasovsky. First field goal of the game for Wisconsin. Allie bouncing baseline. Williams quick turnaround shot is in. Watch out. Williams might be heating up now. Steers it over to the left and Myers. Return pass to Hallie. 5 on the shot clock. Douglas, top of the key. She'll make a move. Running lane, line left. Up and in with the left hand. Douglas attacks the rack and scores. Here's Battle around a screen. Blocked by Williams, and she has it in transition. Bouncing for Porter. Got it bounced right back into the hands of Williams. That is her third block of the game, and Williams has now tied Cassie Rochelle for the second most blocks in school history. Douglas all the way to Leitzinger down low. Out to Myers in the corner, and the three ball is in. Williams, ball fake, spinning, Big Ten logo, jumper in. Williams starting to take over. goes to Williams. Ball fake. Falls to the floor. Gets it back out to Porter. Launching for three. It's in. For 26 seconds. It's a 9-point game. And there you go. Some of the highlights from today's Badger game. Wisconsin falls at home to the Golden Gophers. Up next for the UW, Badgers hit the road. They'll be in Eugene, Oregon to face the Ducks on Saturday with the pregame show starting at 2:10. Tip-off just after 2:30 statewide on the Badger Sports Network. Well, I'd like to thank Easton D'Amelia for his help back in the studio in Jefferson City. John Oddie is saying so long from the Kohl Center in Madison today, where once again Wisconsin falls to Minnesota 59-50. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens, and a mostly cloudy day for New Year's Day, a high in the low 20s. Partly sunny Thursday and Friday, highs only 15 to 20. Sunshine mixed with clouds through the weekend and staying cold, highs drop to the mid-teens. It's 25 right now.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinair on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Anywhere I want to go.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Happy New Year's Eve to us all. Just PS on the board, you folks texting in, calling in, joining us. We do appreciate it, and we will get to the lines as well. Resolutions. I mean, there's a lot of directions to go, and I'm not a big fan of the whole resolution thing.
Okay.
But you did point out a New York Times article. There's only a few paragraphs in here, so let's throw this out for conversation. And I want to get your take on this. And this is the New York Times, the case for resolutions. Boom. I already don't want to talk about it. Okay, here we go. This is by Lena, Bentahar. This is from just a couple days ago. Does it feel like there's something gauche, maybe a little anachronistic about New Year's resolutions? They run counter to the idea that we should accept who we are. That we should give ourselves grace. Yeah, I like to give myself lots of grace.
I know.
I am like so grace. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? ? It's a question that asks someone to believe they are inadequate. I am most certainly not inadequate. As Lena writes, I get that. My colleague Melissa Kirsch argues that resolutions shouldn't be so grand that we set ourselves up to fail. Maybe it's better to admit we won't improve in the new year. A dose of realism with our champagne.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that idea either. No thanks, writes the author, not Dom. I love resolutions. And I love hearing what work other people choose to do on themselves. I think there's a way to do better without believing you are deficient. Mm-hmm. A New Year's resolution is an opportunity to give myself a sense of accomplishment, a gift to the future me.
Uh-huh.
Come on, man. I've begun writing an annual list of things I want to do in the new year. Wow. Who's got the time?
Come on, man. It takes 2 minutes.
It takes 2 minutes to write. I got to figure out. Like, I got to come up with something.
Sure, but you can let that simmer in the background.
I have a plan for a plan.
You have a plan to make concepts of a plan?
Yes, yes. This morning, I want to write my resolutions with you and hopefully convince you to craft your own ideas for self-improvement. Self-improvement? Oh,
yeah,
That subject, self-improvement, is by me, my reaction, is a bookstore section with a million entries. Any real scholarship has looked at how people change or try to. Mm-hmm. There are techniques that work for anyone hoping to make a change, but for me, I follow three rules. Mm-hmm. So here's the three rules from the New York Times on how to follow through on your resolutions. Here we go. It has to be measurable. It has to be realistic. And you have to want to do it.
Straightforward.
All right. So it has to be measurable. Eat at home more might be a resolution, but it's vague enough that you'll never be accountable. Yeah.
This is our example with Wisco Paul.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're not just going to drink less. You're going to reduce by a specific amount. You're going to go down to 2 spotted cows a day.
I'm going to eat at home 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Quantify. Put a number
Quantify
to
it.
Yes.
Be specific.
I'm a big fan of avoiding accountability, though. You know, especially when it comes to promises I lie to myself about.
That's okay. Dom, if you read through to the end of the article, you will find that that's okay.
That's okay?
That's
all
okay.
Right. All right. Another one. Number two. It has to be realistic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so my resolution, if I were to have one, I'm done with the losing 20 pounds thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to grow 6 inches. I'm going to grow 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go from 5'6" to 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have to worry about losing weight.
Right.
And I'm going to work really hard at that.
You're going to think really hard.
I'm going to pray really hard.
We're going to give you lots of sunshine. We're going to get you lots of water.
And milk makes the body grow.
Yeah, sure.
It has to be realistic. There's no way I can exercise for an hour every day for a month. Life gets in the way and everyone needs to rest. But exercise 10 times a month, that's definitely something I can do. Realistic. Okay. I mean, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
You can exercise an hour every day for a month. Oh, come on. You can do that. If you can do 10 days, you can do every day. And I get the rest.
But
if you do leg day, you know, then you step it up with next day you do like back and buys. And then you jump on and do some cardio. And you go back to legs on day 4 or 5. I mean, I'm just saying.
And you have to, can do every day. Yes. Not everyone can do every day.
You have to want to do it.
Yeah. Oh,
now, see, come on. You got to want to do it?
You got to want to do it.
Ah. The truth is, I hate cardio, the author writes, and strength training. Oh, come on. It wouldn't be any good for me to write those down as resolutions because they're just chores. But mm-hmm. I love yoga. It's fun and relaxing. I feel accomplished and confident when I become more flexible. You got to want to do it, comparing it to a chore. See, that's the hard one for me. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to do it, wouldn't you do it? I mean, that's the thing to do. I mean, aren't these...
Yeah, but life gets in the way, man.
But not life always gets in the way.
That's why you need to take the time to reflect and really think about what it is that you want to do and how you're going to get there. That's where it comes in, to have it be something measurable, something specific. Making these resolutions, taking the time to think about what you want to do.
Oh, come on.
And then make a plan to move towards it. That's worth something.
In 2025, I'm going to kick more ass and take more names.
Now, be specific, Dominic.
I'm going to kick all the ass and take all the names. I mean, I'm going to kick five asses and get five
asses a day.
I don't know. Okay, so here's what the author wrote down for her resolution. Do yoga for an hour 10 times in 1 month. Now, is that like every month or just a month?
A month.
A month. So if you do it once, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bite your nails for two consecutive months. Okay, there's like little habits people mm-hmm. get into. I get mm-hmm. that. See your dentist twice this year. Well, they're supposed to do that anyway. So paint a painting. Is that like
I like that. You know, I like to
create a painting because if... You paint a painting. It seems like to me there's already a painting. You're going to paint on the painting?
Well, I mean, it could be like a paint by numbers. It could be following a painting tutorial. It could just be getting a blank canvas and letting yourself go abstract.
Or throw some paint on a paint.
Go Jackson Pollock.
Right. What else we got here? Ride a roller coaster. Yeah, I love roller coasters. You know, the older I get, it hurts a little more, but I do still love the roller coaster.
Oh, man, I love roller coasters. Yeah.
Front row every time. It's been years since I went to like Great America or something like mm-hmm. that, or what's the one in Ohio, Cedar Point. But find the biggest one, get me in the front, and let's go. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I will pay for that extra pass to get in front of the lines, because I can go the same ride over and over again without waiting for 6 hours. Let's see. Make a new friend. Ooh, mm-hmm. this one's mm-hmm. going to be hard one. The author writes, making new friends. And then this is interesting. The author writes, then I fold the list up and put it away.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's gone from my life. I don't look at it until the end of the year. This isn't homework. There's no final exam. A new start is more like extra credit. Huh.
Yeah, man.
If I made my list last night at the end of the year, I'll find that I accomplished a lot of what I set out to do. Not everything, of course. I tried to quit biting my nails before, but I haven't yet crossed it off. Yet my resolutions usually work out. Why? Taking the time to think about what you want to do and who you want to be is the hardest part. Yeah, see, so I'm saying, who's got the time? Writing it down sets you up to be mindful of yourself and your goals. The satisfaction of crossing your resolutions off the end of the year, or the self-reflection about why you weren't able to, will motivate you to keep improving.
Mm-hmm.
Best of all, there's no pressure. We have an entire year to work on them. In fact, I can cross off something from my previous list right now, published an article in the New York Times. Excellent. Yeah. Well done. I like that one. What's the name here again? This is Lena Bentahar. This is in the New York Times from December 29th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it. I mean, I'm just not
buying
it.
Well, then you know what, Dom?
What's
that? You don't have to make a New Year's resolution.
I haven't in years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know that I would even keep it. You know, the whole, and what bothers me is everyone else's New Year's resolution. All right, this is for the record, people. You know, you're not going to lose all the weight in one day, so you don't have mm-hmm. to go to the gym at 7 o'clock, Thursday morning, and think that you're going to get, you're wrecking my workout, man. Like, I don't even like going to the gym for like the whole month of January, because everybody and their brother thinks that, you know, they're going to do the resolution, get up there and lose that weight and get in shape and all those kinds of things. And then they end up, you know, messing my game up, because I like to use this machine at this time and that machine at that time when there's lots of people in line. Well, it's a little harder to do that because all you folks with your resolutions, and you know you're not going to keep them anyway. You know you're not going to. How about this? Work out at a different time. No, it's crazy, though. The gyms are just jam-packed for like a month, mm-hmm. and then it's all over.
See, that's why I don't make my resolutions gym-based. I try to make my resolutions more fitness-based, and I will say that every year I have made progress. I've moved forward on those goals, but I know myself. I know my body. I'm never going to be an Olympic athlete. I'm never going to be someone who can work out for an hour every single day. It's just not feasible for me. But you know what I can do?
What can you do?
I can walk around the block every day. I can walk a little bit further every day, whether that's a couple feet further or a mile further. I can go a little bit more.
But you got to quantify it. You got to, I mean, around more, though. Another block, two blocks, another five blocks, 10 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have one? Like the author here has many. One, two, three, like six, seven here. How many? Did you make a resolution this year?
I haven't written down my list yet. I'm actually planning to do that.
Are you a writer of the lister?
Like, I am actually a list writer. Yeah,
yeah, really? Mm-hmm. See, yeah, I'm not. And my wife, Steph, really good at that. Mm-hmm. Big reader, big list writer. Me, not so much.
Yeah, one of the things that my husband and I do, we keep a dry erase calendar on our fridge. And at the end of every month, before I erase it, I take a picture of it and save it. And then at the end of the year, we go through it month by month and we go like, oh, that's right. We had this event on this day. Oh, we did that over here and we went here, there. And it's a really good time to reflect as well as to see like, oh, that's right. We actually did make it to the doctor for our yearly checkup. Good for us. Hey, we did manage to, you know, pay our taxes on time. We got the house siding redone.
We followed the law.
We followed the law. Look at that.
I mean, I like to keep them nice and simple like mm-hmm. that. Like, I'm not going to kill anybody this
right.
year.
But then the end part of that is writing down a couple things that we'd like to see ourselves do in the new year. And it doesn't have to be huge. Maybe it's just, you know, I like to journal. I find that it really helps me. It's a centering activity. It helps me put all my thoughts in order. And I don't do it every day. I've had periods of time where I do it every day and I feel really good about it. And then I fall out of practice. So my resolution this year, one of them is going to be to journal at least twice a week. That's something quantifiable. It's something I want to do. It's something that is realistic.
What do you journal about? Like what the day was? I saw
what
a flower.
The day was. I mean, whatever's on my mind at that moment that I feel like I want to preserve for perpetuity.
That's why I got a podcast.
But do you go back and do you listen to
no.
it?
No.
Okay, so I go back and I read my journal.
Yeah.
And I get these little snapshots of myself at these different times. And it's like, oh, that's right. I was going through it at that point.
See, I try to forget those things.
But I don't want to forget it because it's a part of me. It's a part of this journey that I'm on.
Should the resolutions, which I didn't hear in this author's comments here, I mean, should you also then give yourself consequences? Hey, if I don't walk the extra five blocks, I got to do X, Y, or Z as punishment? I mean, come on. What is the consequence of not fulfilling your...
If that's motivating for you, I guess, sure. Personally, I don't think that would be very motivating.
Self-flagellation if I don't walk the block. I was just saying, there's got to be a consequence
penance.
To it. Penance. Bang my head against the wall for 6 hours. 855-752-4842. How are we doing on time here?
We got a little over a minute.
Oh, okay. We see some callers. Sit tight. We will get back to you. I want to give you an appropriate amount of time, more than perhaps 60 seconds, if that's how much time we really have, Jess. But some of the texters out there, Cam, I see you. Dom's New Year's resolution, grow taller? Yeah! Is 5'9 your old stomping grounds? Hey, as you might figure out, man, everything's my old stomping grounds, man.
He's been stomping. He's been around.
I'm just trying to grow. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do is be 6 feet tall, and my weight will be fine. It'll all be good. So we're going to work on that. And is it attainable? I mean, not that I know
get
of.
Get you some real tall boots.
Is it measurable? Yes, absolutely. Is it something I want to do? Yes! Actually, I'm okay being short. It's been fine. I'm okay. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Tell us something good. Tell us your resolutions. Our last segment of the year.
Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, the last segment of 2024, if you can believe it. It's kind of weird when I say it. Like, you know, it's always this, I know it's there, it's coming, we're talking about it. I was like, oh, man.
All of a sudden, we're here.
It's going to be 2025 in just a few hours, and boy, I have really, really raised my expectations of myself. I mean, 6 feet tall. Invincible. I mean, kicking ass and taking names. I mean, kicking all the ass and taking all the names because we got to quantify it, of course.
Got to quantify it.
855-752-4842. L.A. Tom, happy New Year's Eve, my friend. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Happy New Year, Dom.
Thanks, man.
Happy New Year, Jeff. I actually started my New Year's resolution already a month ago. Which is, I'm walking and running 10,000 steps a day, which is 5 miles a day.
Good job.
And it's going very, very well. Also,
hang on. Let me ask you. And I know you're an athlete, Tom, or at least you were when you were younger. How's the knees, the backs, the joints? How's all that holding up?
Better than it was 10 years ago.
Wow. Good for you, man. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I had a bad back and from playing football and now, honestly, I found this physical therapy healer guy, and I'm like, I've never felt better, actually.
Oh, that's great. Love to hear
it. That's good. And then also that I will definitely be calling in this year to say we need to get money out of politics, and that is the root of all the evil. And also I will announce each time the prices go up, like they got a little alert today from Amazon, subscribe and save that my dog food and cat food cans are going up $3 for each one. So that's $6. So I don't know, maybe it's all those dogs and cats are now living or something like that, that the demand is higher. But Trump taxes are going to be bringing us middle class. And remember, MAGA, nobody in the Trump administration cares about you. Just remember that. No one cares about you. Thanks, Dom.
Right on, Tom. Thank you, brother. Have a wonderful New Year. Best to you and the family as well. 855-752-4842. Nope, no resolutions. I got nothing. I mean, what I should do is, you know, do the dry thing. So Steph, my wife, on a dietary challenge thing for the gym and stopped drinking for like 30 days and did a cleanse and ate very well, measured the food, did all that, and never really went back. I mean, she just wasn't a drinker and hasn't really missed it. And as we've traveled here and there, went to Italy, she had a glass of wine, you know, something like that. But go to Ireland and had a Guinness, but not like the Wisconsinite, you know, going home, having a couple, going on getting all the what is the time now? It's the old fashions, man. It's, now is the time for the old fashions, and to get a good old fashioned too. I mean, I'm a connoisseur. I'm a connoisseur. And I like a proper old, you know, muddled with the Luxardo cherries, you know, and the good booze and not too much sweet, maybe a press, you know. So she never really got back into it. So it's been it's been interesting. I've had a driver for years. It's just like, and she busts my chops once in a while. It's like, are you driving tonight, right? Because, you know, she gets after a couple. Why would I, you know, even risk it, honey? Yeah, you haven't had any, so why not? Well, that's you can lean on that a little too much. So, I should you know, party a little bit less.
Maybe.
But we'll see about that. I'm gonna party.
Maybe you can try a dry January.
Like the whole month.
Yes, the whole month.
Tom from L.A., old fascist or old fashioned? Maybe a little bit of both, man. Jess, you got something good for the last segment of the day? Something to start the new year with, to motivate everyone.
One of my best friends since forever just brought home today two little kittens.
Aww.
They're about 5 months old, and their names are Scully and Mulder.
Yes, X-Files, love it.
And they're just the cutest little things. And they are going to motivate her to, you know, get a more of a established routine, because, you know,
you're going to need to have responsibilities. Hey, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Jess P.S. It's been a hell of a year. It's been a lot of fun these last few months. Appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, man.
Thank you to all of our fair audience, all of our guests throughout the years. It's been an absolute blast. We still got a lot going on here at the Civic Media Radio Network. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, coming up next, I believe, for an hour. And then celebrating the new year, Lou Vergani, if you've never heard this cat, he plays out on Sunday mornings. He does the show, The Music of the Stars, on Civic Media. He's going to bring us into the new year in style from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. New Year's Day. Lou's got the groovy tunes for the groovy new year. And Lou's a great guy. And he does a great show. So you want to hear some music, listen to the radio, turn on Lou. It's going to be fantastic. Folks, have a safe and happy new year. Best of our interviews tomorrow. Check that out. That's going to be good as well. Back live in the seat on Thursday. Happy New Year, everyone. We'll see you next year.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Vergani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
It's Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's 2025 in South Africa. People celebrating the new year watching fireworks in Johannesburg. In New York City, many thousands in Times Square for the ball drop, including ABC's Mike Dubusky.
It's 12 feet in diameter and nearly 12,000 pounds. This is the sixth iteration of the ball, outfitted with LED lighting and 2,600 Waterford crystals.
First Times Square ball drop was in 1907. A team of U.S. investigators, including from Boeing, have examined the site of a Sunday jetliner crash that killed 179 people in South Korea. That nation's ordered safety inspections on all Boeing 737-800 planes operated by South Korean Airlines. Homicides across the U.S. will post a third straight year of declines, according to preliminary data from cities across the country. In New York, a man is in stable condition after he was pushed onto the subway tracks. In Manhattan, police have made an arrest. This is ABC News.